VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the response to COVID-19 is impacting people in a variety of ways, not only here in the United States, but around the world as well. Today, our focus is going to be on children. And whereas we've seen so much shutdown for children, including things like schools and then after-school Bible clubs, Sunday schools have been closed for so many children, children's weekly meetings, and the list goes on and on. The guests we have today have used this time to open new doors of opportunity, new doors of reaching children with evangelism and also with study helps to help them grow in their walk with the Lord. And their ministry takes us not just here in the United States, but around the world as well. Joining us here today on Crosstalk, we'd like to welcome two guests from Child Evangelism Fellowship. We have with us John Luck, assistant to the president, and also Lynn Kaiser, the corporate communications individual for CEF. And John, thank you for being with us here today.
Well, thank you so much. We are very, very glad to be here.
And Lynn, good to have you as well.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
John, before we delve into our topic, give us an overview of Child Evangelism Fellowship, which we'll refer to just as CEF, because when it comes to ministering to children, you're not the new kid on the block, are you?
Oh, no, we sure aren't. So the Lord has blessed the ministry of CEF for 83 years, and we're very, very happy with what he has done. And the Lord has spread the ministry to just extreme proportions. So the ministry of CEF is active in nearly every country on earth, and we are currently have the privilege of sharing the gospel with over 25 million children a year, so 25 million children annually, and seeing many of those children put their faith and trust in Christ. We exist for the purpose of evangelizing boys and girls, discipling them in the Word of God, and establishing them in the local church. So we come alongside the local church to help them impact their community for Christ, and have the privilege of just seeing many, many children put their faith in Christ and then see them grow. And nothing delights us more than to hear stories of children that many, many years ago put their faith in Christ, and today they're grown-up fruit. So God has been extremely good to us.
Amen. And when it comes to reaching children, reaching people at young age is very, very critical, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, the Bible puts a tremendous emphasis on reaching the next generation. And so CEF, as it says in Psalm 78, it talks about not hiding from the next generation so that they can come to know God and His great works. But then it says that they would put their confidence in Him. That's their faith. And then it says that they would obey Him, and that's the discipleship. And that they would tell others, and that's the actual full circle of what we do in CEF, is we want to see people come to know the gospel, put their faith in Christ, become obedient followers of Christ, and then become those who are engaged in the Great Commission just like we are.
What do statistics tell us about people who come to faith in Christ do so at a young age? We know as one ages that the percentages become fewer and fewer. What do your records show on this issue?
Well, the most extensive research done on this subject has been done by George Barna, which, of course, everyone has probably heard of Barna Research, and they indicate that about 85% of the people who today profess Christ came to know Christ before their 15th birthday. So what that means is that children are, number one, the world's largest mission field, because we have a population of approximately 7.6 billion people. 2.5 billion of those people are children under the age of 15, a third of the population. And they are the most fruitful mission field. So 85% of the fruit is coming from that area. So we're focused in an area where certainly God is working and God is blessing, and we're privileged to do that.
Amen. Well, Lynn, as we talk about COVID-19 in particular, there's been a whole lot of the spreading of fear in our society, great fear. We often think about adults, we think about the elderly, we talk about those in healthcare industry, we even talk about those in the workplace who are encountering customers, and be sure you have goggles and shields and masks and gloves, and on it goes. And there's a lot of fear that's being instilled, but I'd like us to talk about children. What are some of the fears that children have expressed during this time?
Well, some of the fears that they have are, why do bad things like COVID happen? Or, you know, is God angry with me? Or is he still with us in this time? And some of their fears have been in regards to their parents. What if my parents would get sick and die? Who would take care of us? What if they lose their job? Or if they've lost their job, how are we going to be able to live? And then things like, why can't I play with my friends? Why can't I see grandma and grandpa? And will this end so I can go back to school? Or will things always be this way? So there are a lot of fears that they've expressed during this time.
And those fears are not just for the here and now, but they're looking down the road, too, as to what their future holds for them.
That's correct. That's correct. And so, you know, and sometimes you even see that in the way that they talk, sometimes through their questions, sometimes even through their play, that you'll hear conversations that they're having in make-believe, mm-hmm. or just with another child in their family, that helps you to know that they are processing things and maybe have inaccurate understanding of what's going on as well. And so, yeah, there's a lot of those kinds of questions that are coming up with the kids.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Child Adventures and Fellowship has really stepped up in ministering to children through many, many decades, but specifically here with COVID-19, and has developed a number of resources. And Lynn, you actually have a resource on your website to be read on the website, or a free download. It's entitled Stop the Spread. Tell us about that resource.
Well, Stop the Spread is a little bit about how the kids can have those questions answered, because they are the things that they're asking, and how that you can help the children to begin to think about, what does God say? And so we talk about what the fear busters are, and encourage the kids that when you wash your hands, remember that God is there, and he casts out fear. He is one that we can trust in when we are afraid, that Scripture tells us that he's always with us, that he does have a plan. And so this little pamphlet takes them through some of those things that they can do when they feel afraid. And interestingly enough, one little boy just this last week was feeling afraid. He was up in his room, and it was something totally just childlike, afraid of a monster in his closet. And he came downstairs, and his little three-year-old brother said to him, "You need to remember the song, When I Am Afraid, I Put My Trust in You," which is one of the verses that's in this Fear Busters. And the little three-year-old remembered, you know, this is what you do when you're afraid. And so it's a very practical tool to set their minds on what is truth.
Right, and that's something that young people will lose sight of what is truth, and there's the fear of the unknown, and dealing with these fear busters, because there's a lot of fear out there. But, John, as we know, it's the Word of God that addresses these aspects of fear.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, what CF has consistently done down through the years is to try to address issues from a biblical standpoint and a biblical foundation, and then to take the answers to what may be complex or tough questions, put them on a child's level so that the child can identify with that. They can remember what they're being told, and it becomes a useful, practical tool to them to be able to utilize God's Word to bust their fears and to be able to cope with the things that are happening around them.
So the answer to the fear is getting children to go back to what God's Word has to say on these issues.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And another aspect of this, Lynn, is the fact that a resource like this one that we're talking about here, Stop the Spread, has the gospel in it as well, so that a child going through this, or mom and dad going through this pamphlet with their child, or the online resource, they're able to spread and share the plan of salvation through this as well.
That's correct. That's correct. We've had several different things that have been made available because it's a natural talk time with the kids because they are going to be afraid.
Yeah.
And the person they're going to most likely go to first is their parents, especially because they're in staying at home with them all the time. But as they are, you know, as the parents are talking with them, I mean, we've been afraid, and sometimes that fear can be passed on to our children if we're not careful about how we talk in front of them. But if they can go through these pamphlets, it's helped both the parents and the children to be able to see who God is and why these kinds of things happen and how it goes back to how sin entered the world. And as a result, it's not that God is pouring judgment on me as an individual, but that as a result of sin in our world that these terrible things happen, but that there is hope. And the one brochure that we have is The Greatest Doctor. So it talks about, you know, the doctors giving, are looking for a cure for the coronavirus and for other things that may come in the future. But we have something that's even greater than that, and that's our sin. And the only cure is the Lord Jesus Christ and how he can bring freedom from fear and freedom from sin and death.
And indeed, so we have that being a second resource that's on the site. And friends, in just a bit, we're going to provide you a website address and contact information because these are free. They are downloadable. You can go on your computer and look at these resources, go through them with your children, and or for them to look at as well. But this resource, The Greatest Doctor, in this resource, you actually ask the question, is the coronavirus the worst danger we are facing, or is there a more dangerous problem? And that really gets the mind going, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does.
And causes us to think about what?
It causes us to think about what happens after this life, you know, and what is, there's something that's going to be worse than having the coronavirus.
Yeah.
This will pass. There will be something else that comes, and there's going to be some other danger or some other sickness or situation that we're in. But the foundation of where we have our hope is in the Lord Jesus. And so it goes into that, that he loves us and that he wants us to have a relationship with him through his son, the Lord Jesus. And so while the coronavirus, we, you know, wash our hands and we take all these precautions, they clean us for a little while, but we have to keep going back and doing that. But Jesus' blood can forgive us for all of our sins for all eternity.
Amen. Well, we're going to be looking at some other resources coming up here shortly as well, but let's get out the website where our listeners can obtain these. John, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way to do that, to see all the resources that are available, is to go to cefonline.com/COVID-19. And they're all there. You can scroll through them and click on the ones that would be of interest or help or benefit to you and your family. And as Jim has already indicated, these resources are made available free. You can download them. You can print them out. You can do lots of different things with them. Some are there with flipbook technology. They're there even in different languages that you can click on. So Spanish or Chinese or different things like that are available. So lots of things there that we hope will be a blessing and encouragement to families and that the Lord can use during this time.
We're going to take a quick break here. If you missed the web address, folks, we'll give it right after we get back. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, are evolutionists still looking for the missing link?
Actually, Chris, missing links are everywhere in the fossil record. Now, evolutionists say that all animals came from a common ancestor, yet these ancestors are missing and the links between any two basic categories are missing. Missing links are still missing. Evolutionists used to admit that the missing links were a problem, but now they seem just to have stopped talking about them. They now propose the concept of punctuated equilibrium, which says that evolution went in spurts in the past. It went so fast that it left no transitional forms. I think the missing links will forever be missing because they never existed. God created each basic category as that category. They may have adapted to different conditions, but the basic categories got here separately. They were created back in Genesis.
For more on Genesis, visit us on the web at icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today is John Luck, Assistant to the President, and Lynn Kaiser, Corporate Communications, both with CEF. That stands for Child Evangelism Fellowship. And we're talking today on the topic, ministering to children during COVID-19. They sense what's going on with mom and dad. They sense what's going on in the home. They sense what reactions they're getting from their teachers and those that are doing online training, etc. And certainly the impact of ministering to children during this time of COVID-19, that is something that is building a foundation in their life, because this is not the only crisis they're going to go through in life. This is something that is preparing them even for further things down the road. We're going to give that web address here in a moment, but John, this is something that's so critical, is that we are building this foundation in young lives that are so impressionable, making sure that they have a strong, true foundation that's based upon biblical truth.
Well, it certainly is, Jim. And the research shows that children, they are formulating their philosophy, they're formulating their foundation. And it's so important that we get the truth to them at a young age. It's so important that they are open to the gospel at that time. Mm-hmm. They are... Jesus said that you have to become like a little child in order to enter the kingdom. And so why not take the gospel to them when they are like a little child, yeah, yeah, and they have that childlike faith? They have that willingness to listen and to learn and to understand. And what our role is to try to do our very best to be able to take those truths and make them so that a child can understand and can respond in faith to the gospel. That's the whole principle that CF was founded upon, that a child can understand the gospel and that they can respond in faith.
Matter of fact, you mentioned early in our interview, you've been around for some 83 years as a ministry, CEF ministry, but even when we were hit with COVID-19, the ministry readily adapted to getting out in current means to minister to kids, to hit them right where they're at.
Well, absolutely, and our ministry has really been built upon face-to-face interaction with children, and we have done that through Good News Clubs, five-day clubs, party clubs, but it's all with trained volunteers who are working with children in school classrooms or in an apartment complex or a park or wherever they're meeting. And we knew that immediately there was a problem, because we wouldn't have that face-to-face access, but that did not change our core mission or our desire and goal to reach children. And so we said, what can we do? How can we do this effectively? And God has blessed us with a team of people who are very creative, and they put their heads together, used the talents that God gave them, and they began pushing out resources that could be used immediately. And it's been amazing to see the number of things that have been produced in a very short period of time.
Again, folks, the website is CEF. Again, that stands for Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEFonline.com/COVID-19. If you forget the slash and what comes after that, you'll find it a quick link there through their website as well, CEFonline.com. CEFonline.com, again, /COVID-19. Let's also, at this point, let's give out a phone number. I know all these resources are downloadable. Some of them, we know we have people that live in rural areas and some that don't have internet access that's readily available to them. Is there a phone number that they may call to still obtain some of these resources? Maybe not all, but some of the things we talk about today?
Yes, absolutely. They could call 636-456-4321, extension 1228.
Okay. And just leave a message there on the phone, and someone will get back with you whether they need you in their name and address or something like that?
Yes, yes. And we'll be happy to return the call and get the materials to them that we can.
Okay. Again, the number is 636-456-4321, and when asked for an extension, put in extension 1228. Let me repeat that one more time, 636-456-4321, and it's extension 1228. eat. Lynn, we're going to talk about some more resources, but what responses have you had toward these that we've talked about already, The Greatest Doctor and also Stop the Spread? What kind of feedback have you had on these resources?
Well, there have been people that have been downloading them and going ahead and using them with their children, and so far, my understanding is that they've been very well received and that they've been a very big help to the boys and girls to be able to read those and have things in their level that they can then relate to and then begin to use them on a day-to-day basis. And we do know that from some of the resources, and I'm not sure if it's The Greatest Doctor or if it's just some of the other things as well, but we do know that we've been hearing of children and adults putting their faith in Christ.
Amen.
As a result of using these tools, these and others that we have available. One of the ones we haven't talked about yet, but we had a cool story last week of our Good News TV, and that's a Good News Club that's done for 30 minutes, and we've got 10 of those episodes up right now, and they put a new one up each week, and a parent reached out to one of our CEF workers and said, are those actors, or do they believe what they're teaching? And they said, well, no, they are people that believe what they're teaching, and the father went home and watched the video with his son, and both of them put their faith in Christ just last week.
Praise the Lord.
So there's some really neat things that are happening as a result of these same types of tools, whether it's these two that we've talked about or some of the others. They are being used to minister to both the children and the parents.
So you mentioned that video resource. You also have audio resources where stories are told, and they can listen online as well.
Right, the Good News Radio. And those are different stories. They're heroes of the faith, and they are dramatized. So much like other drama radio programs that you may have, there are sound effects and different voices, and they're all about 8 to 12 minutes long, and they are available, too. You can get to those through the CEFonline.com and be able to listen to them. I've listened to several of them, and I've been amazed at how well done they have been done and how quickly they have come together. And just yesterday, people were going up into the studio to record one more for this next week. So it's been exciting to watch what God's doing with those as well.
John, you also have a powerful video entitled, and it's on your site, The Story of Jesus for Children.
Right. So that is the Jesus film for children, and of course that was produced many years ago in cooperation with Campus Crusade, what's now called CRU, and so we have an agreement with them to be able to have that, and it's a feature-length film that people could watch, and that particular film is set with children who are, you know, in a situation where they are interacting and they're watching what Jesus is doing when he is on earth, and they're talking about it and asking questions and whether, is this real? Is this, you know, true what he's saying? Or is he an imposter? But it sort of takes them through that journey of faith. And it's just a great tool that the Lord has used in many, many places all over the world. And so we're happy to be able to have that there for families to be able to sit and watch together and just to be one of the resources that can be used. And it's, you know, to me, I think when I think about all of these resources and how the Lord is using them, and he puts the right resource in the right place for the right person at the right time, and ends up using it, and sometimes, you know, whether it be one of the tracks or one of the other resources, we'll hear back, and the person will say, "This, it was answering the very question that I was struggling with." And, you know, they pick it up, and there's the answer for them as a parent, but there's also the answer that they can convey to their child and help their child have a better understanding.
CEFonline.com/COVID-19. We'll be repeating that a few times here on the program, as well as the phone number for this as well. But there's another area. It is beyond evangelism. It's also that of discipleship. And I'd like you to address, Lynn, this a great opportunity parents have to get their children in the habit of daily devotions. And you've got this 30-day devotional entitled Kids Draw the Bible.
Yes, and it's a great resource. The illustrations have been done by children from all around the world. And so there are 30 devotions that are there, and the kids are able to have very basic Bible stories that are told, but they all have questions to answer at the end.
Mm-hmm.
There's a passage of scripture the parents can read with them, and it's designed for our 6 to 8-year-olds. So it's an early reader kind of that's the way that it's written, is on that level for them. And they're very colorful because of children coloring them and their idea of what might have happened in the Garden of Eden, of Adam and Eve, and working through the beginning all the way up through the life of Jesus. And I just, actually, those are things that you can get as an email every other day. And I have signed up for it, and I've been sending them on, printing them off, and sending them to nieces and nephews because I don't have children of my own. But I have been using those myself with the boys and girls, and they have been very well received as well.
So is this something people can send out to push out through their social media sites then?
Yes, I believe they can do that. John, maybe you have a better
answer. That would be fine. They'd be able to do that with no problem. They could put the link in their Facebook page or something, and people could download those resources, print the pages, and... You know, we've even had some folks where, say, that are enrolled in a Good News Club or something, where they have been sending them resources through the mail because they're just trying to make sure they get introduced to them, and then maybe they can go from there. So,
again, that's called Kids Draw the Bible. This is a 30-day devotional. Folks, it's free. It's on the web right now. You can go there. Each of these has a daily scripture. There's a Bible lesson there that they work through, sometimes a short story or illustration, and then follow-up questions at the end. So did you really grasp what this lesson is sharing with you? Designed for 6 to 8-year-olds. It's called Kids Draw the Bible. And that's available as well as on the website, one of the free resources, cefonline.com/COVID-19. You may also contact our guest here, John Luck, directly and talk about which resources can be sent to you, those of you who do not have internet access. And that number is 636-456-4321, extension 1228. Again, that's 636-456-4321, extension 1228. And although the daily devotional Kids Draw the Bible is designed for 6 to 8-year-olds, those that are younger are going to pick up on some of the truths. Those that are older, they'll be able to easily grasp them as well. Is that correct, Lynn?
That is absolutely correct, and I have sent it to our children who are younger as well. But we also have one that's for the older children, those who might be ahead in their reading or have time of Bible study by themselves. They have the stuck-at-home devotionals, and those are written a little differently because they have a scripture passage at the top of it, and then they have specific questions about that passage that the child needs to answer. And so it's not necessarily in story form, but it's now in more like a Bible study that we would do with an older child.
Friends, we're going to open our phone lines here today on Crosstalk. Our number is 800-733-9829. Maybe you've got questions about ministering to children. Maybe your children have asked you questions you just can't respond to. Don't know how. 800-733-9829.
It's been estimated that 28% of Scripture was prophecy at the time it was written. With over 1,800 prophecies in Scripture, taking up over 8,300 verses, don't you think God put it there for a reason? Yet we find the church sound asleep, oblivious to the fact that the bridegroom is coming for the bride. In the book, Wake the Bride, author Jeff Kinley reminds us that Jesus wants his beautiful bride, the church, to be awake and ready for his return. This resource is a guide to the book of Revelation, written to arouse a sleeping church and motivate her toward personal purity as we await his coming. You'll read about the end times, Christ's return, the tribulation, the judgment seat of Christ, judgments on the earth, the Antichrist, the mark of 666, and so much more. Wake the Bride is available for a donation of $17 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. Just ask for Wake the Bride. That's 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today, ministering to children during COVID-19. We have representatives today from CEF, that's Child Evangelism Fellowship, an organization that's been around for more than 8 decades ministering to children. And when you think about it, as John shared with us the Barna research, 85% of people today have come to Christ before their 15th birthday. Isn't it time we be reaching out and looking for ways to minister to them in such a time as this? We can either twiddle our thumbs or we can be proactive in this regard. And I know sometimes parents are looking, I need resources, I need something to encourage my children, I need something to get them away from the tube or other screen time to do something that's going to build them up spiritually. And here we're talking about some resources today that can do just that. If you've got some questions or a brief comment on ministering to children during COVID-19, our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Let's begin with Judy calling in from Zanesville, Ohio. Judy, you're on the air.
Hi there, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I'm so encouraged to hear these Child Evangelism Fellowship missionaries talking. I've been blessed by them over the years. And I just want to say, you know, I've been sort of dying over the last few months to call. Whenever there's been a discussion about how horrible it is in the public schools and all these terrible things, and I wonder if your CEF representatives there would like to just talk about how we can fight back with these things through the ministries we can do in every public school in the USA.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really good that what you just said, how we can be proactive in fighting back.
Judy, thank you for your call. We're going to have our guests respond to that, and that's going to take us to the Supreme Court decision that said, yes, CEF may have good news clubs in the school. And again, it's lighting a light in a world that's so dark. Tell us about the good news clubs.
Yes. So back in 2001, there was a court case in which the U.S. Supreme Court said that CEF, the Good News Club, must be given equal access to the public schools on the same basis as any other organization. So what that meant, that if the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or the Little League or the French Club or the Karate Club was using the school, CEF could use the school on that same basis. And so that opened the door to take the Bible back into the public schools. So now what CEF does is we partner with local churches to help impact their community. Almost any local church that you go to within a couple of miles, there are 2 or 3 elementary schools. 80% of the kids that are in those schools have never been to church. And if we're going to effectively reach them, it's not going to be because we get them to come to us. It's going to be because we follow the Great Commission and we go to them. And so we can go into the schools, we can have a Bible club after school, parents sign a permission slip, and we have thousands of these Good News Clubs in public schools all across this country, and there's an open door to be able to take the Bible into the public school. So churches, we'd love to partner with you to be able to figure out which school in your community is best for your church to adopt, and then help you get a Good News Club started in that school and see those people evangelized, discipled, and established in your local church.
John, would if people who are interested in that, would they use that same phone number and that same extension to call?
That would be absolutely good.
Okay. Again, the phone number is 636-456-4321, and that's extension 1228. 636-456-4321, extension 1228. We've got, Janet is calling next from Charleston, Illinois. You're on the air, Janet.
Hi, Jim, and your guests. I just want to testify that the Lord used CEF back in the late 40s that I came to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I have a real heart for children because I was saved as a child. Back then, this was in a home. They didn't have it in the schools back then. But I remember that they really encouraged us to memorize Scripture. And then they would reward us every week for memorizing Scripture. But I just wondered if you folks do a mailbox club of any kind for children that want to do those lessons by the mail?
Yes, we do. We actually work with Mailbox Club in International, and we do have those correspondence courses that are available through them. We also are making some of those lessons available right now. We've called them the homeschool. John, help me with
resources.
The name. The
homeschool. Resources.
Yeah, resources. Thank you. That was a hard name. But as we do those homeschool resources, that's exactly what they are. They're age-geared and appropriate lessons. There are three different age groups that they can get those lessons, again, through email. And the parents even have the answer key that comes along with it, so they can do that way in their home, or they can connect with their local CEF chapter to be able to get some of the lessons, or through Mailbox Club International.
Great. Thank you, Janet. And matter of fact, we make use of that same Mailbox Club through our Trail Ridge Camp, trailridge.org, and we have young people from 7 to 17 that are part of it, and it's a great resource for young people. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Janet.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. Melvin is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Melvin, you're on the air.
How you doing, man? I just want to say thank God for you guys. You guys, I've been listening to you guys for the last couple months or whatever. You guys have given me so much information. And I'm so fired up to know who Jesus is. And I was just wondering, how can I get some information to pass on to the members in my family? Because they don't know. I'm trying to get them to understand that this is crazy, but it's all about Christ. So can you guys help me try to get some information to my family members and to my church members, especially to my pastor on this issue?
John?
Yeah, I think what we could do there, Melvin, is if you would give me a call at the number that Jim mentioned, 636-456-4.
You said give you a call at what number?
I'll tell you what, I'll give that momentarily, but so I'll give the number. But, John, he should call in. What should he do?
If he could call in, and I'll talk with him and help him. We'll identify what resources we can get to him and help him get connected with the local CEF in Phoenix, as well as maybe get connected with our director there so that we can get him some very specific help.
Melvin, here's a number you may call. It's 636-456-4321.
Okay.
And then push in extension 1228.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Sure.
I love you guys. I'm praying for you guys. Continue to stand for the Bible. Continue to stand for God's word, because he will be fulfilled. He will be glorified
Amen.
In the earth.
Amen.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank
Stay
you
strong.
For the call.
All right.
And, yeah, there are CEF chapters all across this country. So one of the things they'll do is get you plugged into the CEF grouping, the regional that is closest to you to help, as John mentioned, identify those needs and then be able to minister to you. Let's go to Lois calling next from Sellersville, Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling because you were saying that it can be put into the public school systems. And, of course, that's hard for us to believe. Everyone thinks that school and church must be separate. I just want to testify that my church does this. We are in 4 local elementary schools who go in after school time.
Great.
And have the Good News Club. So it can be done, and churches should put forth that effort to do it.
Great. Thank you, Lois. Appreciate the call. Matter of fact, our friend Matt Staver, folks that you hear often on Crosstalk here from Liberty Council, they were very much involved in this case, John.
Absolutely. So Liberty Counsel is our primary legal counsel for these types of cases. And when there are challenges, Matt and his team go to work for us. And the Lord has really given tremendous, tremendous victory. We've had many, many challenges in the courts over the years, over 100. But we've won every single case so far, and that tells me that the Lord is leaving that door open. And as long as that door is open, the responsibility we have as churches and individuals to go through it and take advantage of the opportunity that God provides. So we want to help people do that, and so we'd love to hear from you and help you adopt a local elementary school near you.
Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Our next caller is from Sussex, Wisconsin. Joseph, you're on the air.
Yes, I've had the great privilege and opportunity to serve with CEF for many years locally here in Milwaukee. So my first point would be to encourage John and all of the staff at CEF to stay the course. Second, I would say I have had a tremendous blessing working with the students, sharing the gospel with those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and discipling those who do. And the students are enthusiastic. They want to learn. Another point would be that, generally speaking, the staff, the principals, the teachers, etc., want us there. They have told me many times, we need this message in this school. The only thing missing, every public school across the United States, the door is open to the gospel. You can go in there, you can share the gospel, they will provide you with the facilities. The only thing missing is our willingness to go.
Hmm. Wow. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate you sharing that. And Lynn, maybe you want to comment on that, looking for willing hands and willing hearts to serve the Lord by being a teacher and ministering through, whether it be the Good News Club or a five-day club, a summer-type program, or other means as well.
Yeah, that's really true, and that is our heart's cry, is that there are places that are open and we need people. And sometimes people think, oh, I can't do that, I don't know how to teach kids, I don't feel very comfortable. But the beauty of the Good News Club program is that you have a team of people, and we work with them, we train them, we have specialized training for each part of the Good News Club that's held. So someone may feel comfortable teaching a memory verse, as we heard about earlier in the program. Mm-hmm. And so we teach them how to do it so kids can not only memorize the words, but so that it applies to their lives and they take it home with them and live it out. We have those that might feel comfortable leading the songs or teaching the Bible lesson, or those who enjoy the game time, or even those who provide snacks or want to do some of our small groups to just talk with the kids and kind of take their prayer requests and find out what's going on with them and how we can connect with them better. And so truly we have young people all the way through our senior saints who are taking part in the Good News Clubs, and it's making a difference in the kids' lives.
Amen. Let's go to A.B. calling in from Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air, A.B.
Yes, I'm glad that you had the show on today, Jim. God bless you and VCR. This is a very critical subject, and most people really don't realize that Jesus said in Matthew 9, chapter 9, verses 35-38, there's plenty of harvest, but a few workers.
Yeah.
Jerry 1 hour goes out to the high school's manure infection and pass out the God, sex, and you little to us. And it just breaks my heart that the church today is not discipling these kids in these schools. These kids don't have nowhere else to turn to in life but what man has taught them. And they have no of eternity. They have no mind of God because no one is harvesting them, teaching them. So let me encourage your listeners. We cannot disciple these kids behind the pews in the pulpit. We must go out and engage this society with the gospel.
Amen. AB, I'm up against a break here. Thank you for your call today on Crosstalk. Appreciate it. And let's take a quick break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We'll take more of your calls following the break here on the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. In 1987, Arthur S. Miller wrote a book called The Secret Constitution and the Need for Constitutional Change. He said, quote, "A perverse system of thought control exists in the United States. The citizenry is indoctrinated by employment of the mass media and the system of public education. People are told what to think about. The old order is crumbling. Nationalism should be seen as a dangerous social disease. A new vision is required to plan and manage the future, a global vision that will transcend national boundaries and eliminate the poison of nationalistic solutions," end quote. Notice he's openly admitting mass media is being used, along with public education, to change people's thinking and to do away with the disease or poison of nationalism. And by nationalism, we mean national borders, sovereignty, our own currency, anti-globalism.
Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Our topic today, ministering to children during COVID-19. John Luck and Lynn Kaiser with us from CEF and talking about resources. Just before we pick up our next call, Lynn, tell us about another pamphlet that you have on your site that's downloadable. It's called Do You Wonder Why?
The Do You Wonder Why has been around for a little while. We developed it in 2001 after 9/11, and it really helps kids to be able to express, like, why do these bad things happen and their fears, and it gives us a time to actually deal with their emotions, as well as where is God in all of this and that He truly has a plan for us. And so right now it's available both in downloadable form. It's available at our Unite Kids YouTube channel where the kids can actually have it read to them, and it's done with a wonderful video. So it's got the graphics and the reading and all of that together. But then it's also available in a booklet form. And so if someone doesn't have access to the internet so much, then they would be able to get this booklet and read it with their kids. And it has been used all around the world, and whenever there have been natural disasters or other things like we have with the pandemic, and children have used it and parents have used it with them, and it has brought a lot of comfort and answers and hope.
Amen. Let's go to Charles in Nakusa, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes. Say the best resource is the Bible. Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid, I was 8 or 9, sent to Vacation Bible School.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, I've hardly missed church or Bible class, but I found that I've learned more at the altar of my kitchen table, reading and studying my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And God started my journey with Him in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, let me see here, I believe the Bible is lost in many churches and homes. I see many people that read all kinds of stuff,
sure,
maybe religious stuff.
Right.
But
and
the Bible is kind of like lost in Kings. They
and you know,
were
Charles,
repairing the temple, and they found the book.
Yeah, indeed, Charles. And that's why the Bible you're going to find at the heart of the CEF materials, and that's critically important for the ministry, because that's our source of truth, and we have to have that firm foundation. Thank you, Charles, for the call. We're going to get Gary in from Santa Fe, New Mexico. You're on the air, Gary.
Hi. Just greetings and salutations. I love you guys. I started listening to you guys when the Los Alamos station opened up, and I listen to you every day.
Mm.
This is a call out to Matthew Budrius down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who's the CEF director coordinator for the state of New Mexico. Today's his birthday. So happy birthday, Matthew.
Okay.
Keep up the good work. Mm. And all I can say is keep looking up. Our redemption draws nigh.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gary. And what this points out here, John, is, you know, he's got a CEF chapter right there in his community, in his state, and you're spread out all across this nation for our listeners to get plugged into.
Absolutely. We have about 375 offices across the country, and so I know Matthew, and so I'll say happy birthday to him as well.
Very good. Again, folks, the website is cefonline.com, cefonline.com/COVID-19. And there's so many of these resources are downloadable, videos that are there, audio stories as well. If you don't have access to the web, you can call this number, 636-456-4321. That's 636-456-4321, and put in extension 1228. That's 1228. I know, Lynn, there's probably a number of parents just, you know, especially in our neck of the woods, we've had a lot of rain the last several days, and saying, I just need something for my children. I need to get engaged with something. And you know, they're at wits with one another here. Certainly, this is a means to draw them in to something that's going to build them up spiritually.
It definitely is. And I think, as our caller was mentioning about being in God's Word, this is a wonderful time with some of these resources to download them or to get the printed copy and to spend time with your family looking at God's Word and seeing who He is and where He is in the midst of this time, because there are so many fears that this gives them that hope and to know that God is bigger than all of this. Mm-hmm. And even as they begin to study God's Word and see the stories of how God worked in the past to remind us in those impossible situations that God was there and He provided or He won a victory or something that reminds them that no matter what's happening, God's Word is where we need to go because that's where we find our history. But then as the parents are with them and rehearsing what God has done today, where is He and what did He teach me in His Word today? What music did I listen to that spoke to my heart that reminds me that He is there? And so taking that time to look at some of those resources with the kids, but then just talking to your kids about mm-hmm. God too.
And also, John, I know what you know. We talk about parents and ministering to their children and so forth, but a great time for grandparents who are separated. Sometimes I can't see my grandchildren, but boy, I could sure send them a link to CEF.
Well, that's a great thing, and we certainly have people that are doing that, and you know, even maybe some resources that they could get to send to their grandkids, whether yeah. it be through a link or even whether it be through the mail,
mm-hmm.
Different ways that they could do that.
Yeah, and to obtain some of the resources and put it in the mail. Boy, how excited it is for any child to be getting mail. And here's some opportunity. Again, the website cefonline.com and slash COVID-19, cefonline.com/COVID-19. You may also call, leave a message, and they'll get back with you at 636-456-4321. 636-456-4321, extension 1228. Lynn, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for asking us to join you.
Lynn is a corporate communications with CEF, and John, assistant to the president, thank you also for being with us.
Thank you for this opportunity, Jim. It's always good to be with you.
Great. And friends, take advantage, as CEF has done, of this time. A time in which it's unlike other times we've experienced before in our life, but to use as an opportunity to reach others with the gospel message. Folks, we're here for such a time as this. Thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.